Right now, it is time to bring in the guy who's going to give us the weather forecast. And we really have had just unbelievable weather. And it's been cool or chilly in the morning, but beautiful during the day. Here is cool morning, beautiful day, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Yep. And no surprises on the weather map, so I'm happy about that. You must have had a busy weekend.
Oh, a very busy weekend.
I kind of was thinking about you. I said, poor Marshall, with all the news breaking over the weekend. I said, Marshall's got to be going nuts. But I'll tell you what was very upsetting to me was hearing yesterday about Alex Trebek.
Well, I was going to say that there was something bad there. Of course, that was horrible to hear. But the great thing about it was it broke through all the election coverage.
Yes.
And finally, we started hearing other news. I mean, finally, we started hearing again about COVID. Finally, we started hearing other news. But here's the thing to think about Alex Trebek. And it's pretty amazing when you're a game show host and you become not only famous but respected. There's only a few game show hosts that have managed to do that. I mean, there's a lot of names you remember, but when you think of game show hosts and there's a true respect with the incredible job they did and what they added to the value of life by being on television, Alex Trebek is right up there. I mean, he always kept his cool. People liked him on set, off set, meeting him. He was one of those hosts that was a host that was very visible, but also let the contestants shine. And he battled prostate cancer, stage 4, with class and dignity. And he had an interview with NPR about 8 months ago. And they asked him about his life, and he said, listen, I'm going to be 80 years old. I've had the most wonderful job. The most everything in my life has been fantastic. And he says, and at 80 years old, you know, it's not like, he said, if I were 29 and I had, I'd tell you I'm going to fight like hell. He said, but I'm 80 years old and I can't fight like hell and I'll accept what's coming to me. He said that almost 8.5 months ago. But so it's, you know, hey, 80 years old, he had a great life. He affected a lot of people and God bless him. Really.
He was like a part of, I know for me, he was part of my dinner table every single night. I admired him because, I just said, it takes a lot of talent. He seemed number one, knowledgeable. Number two, he was able to pronounce a lot of those real hard clues and answers on Jeopardy. And, you know, that and he was just overall just a very likable guy. Who they are going to possibly get to step into his shoes is anybody's guess. I know he has taped his shows through December.
Yeah.
So
he taped the show a week before he died.
Yeah, he was in the studio 10 days ago.
Yeah.
10 days ago.
But, you know, when you think of people like that, and I know this is crazy, but they transcend. It's like Bob Barker. He hosted Truth or Consequences. Now the show was, and what else did he host? The one on CBS, Bob Barker, where you can win all those prizes. Well, anyways.
Truth or Consequences, something like that?
That was one of the
let's
shows.
Let's Make a Deal.
He hosted, anyway, but because he used his fame for animals and stuff like that, certain people in certain areas of entertainment transcend what they're doing. They're not just game show hosts. There's very few that you can name like that, but Bob Barker and Alex Trebek were two that just at the absolute top of their game for how many years? 30 each one had a run of 35 to 40 years. My God, on TV. Mm-hmm. With changing demographics, I found that's just amazing.
I agree. I totally agree. So, like you said, God bless him. And, hopefully, you know, his family was ready. They were all there on the side. So I think that was pretty incredible. And so much for that. Weather-wise, what can I tell you? Records were broken all over the place yesterday. And today will be another unbelievable day. Sunshine low 70s, clear tonight 45 to 50, partly sunny, low 70s Tuesday. Cloudy Wednesday, showers come in the afternoon, 65 to 70. The showers will taper off Thursday afternoon, 60 to 65. And Friday ends quiet with some sunshine and highs, low 60s. Not a bad week.
No, but we're gonna. I just get this terrible feeling that we're gonna pay for it.
Well, so, no one knows, do we?
No, we don't know. But we've had such this weather has been so warm for so long that when let's say a night in the upper teens or 20s comes at a day where it's 30, it's going to seem twice as cold.
Yeah, you're right because we're not acclimated to it. So you're right about that. But you know what? Maybe, you know, I don't want to talk about the world, but maybe the country needs a break. Right now, COVID is again, you know, flying high and we have problems there. So at least we don't have major problems with the weather. Although Ada is affecting Florida, it will be moving into the Gulf. And after that, it may spin around and hit northwestern Florida again. So we'll have to see what happens with Harvey. It's not a horror sheet. We'll have to see what happens with it because really the steering currents in the Gulf of Mexico are very weak. So it can do anything.
It can also intensify,
yeah.
It can meander.
Meander, that's what we said, meander.
Meander is a great word. It's the story. It's the word of my life.
Meander.
I've been meandering for 68 years.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's not a bad thing to meander. You know, you go a little bit this way, you go a little bit this way, you go a little bit this way, and sooner or later you look around and you're back where you started.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I try not to get into that kind of a cycle.
Well, I don't know. If you can do it successfully, it's a good thing.
Yeah. If
you can stay under the radar. It's a very good thing.
I was talking with one of the friends that we met on the cruise last year, who's down in New Orleans. And, I mean, I guess these are the things you don't hear about. But he had told me that he had lost 10 friends to COVID so far. And he said his family, four or five members of his family had COVID. But thank God they made it through with another problem. But he said down in New Orleans, he said there people are getting COVID by at least 1,000 per day.
Well, and it's that way across the country. I mean, whenever you have 110 to 130,000 people getting it a day, it's happening, and it's happening in once again the smaller states, and hospitals are getting ICUs because where they take them in at first. But thank God, and really thank God that. Doctors have learned enough about it where they can treat it far better, and the success rate of defeating it before somebody passing away, even senior citizens, has improved. So I just got to knock on wood that, and we thank all those first line responders and the hospitals and the emergency rooms. Really, they've learned a lot from this disease, and they're doing a better job keeping the death rate down. But still, across the country, still almost 1,000 people a day are dying.
Yeah, well, you know, he normally goes to Puerto Vallarta in the wintertime. He's got a house in Puerto Vallarta and New Orleans. He was a very successful businessman who sold his business, so he has money. So I said, well, when do you head to Puerto Vallarta? He said, well, now. I said, why? He said, it's terrible there in Mexico. I said, why? He goes, the hospitals are jam-packed. He said, COVID there is worse than it is here. And these are the things we haven't heard. Yeah. I haven't heard. I don't know if you did. I said, you're kidding. He goes, absolutely not. He says, so you don't want to go to Mexico and get sick. That's for sure.
All right. Now, here's a bit of news that's going to be great. My buddy Bob Reamer, who is a big Donald Trump supporter, is going to find this a little humorous, what I got to say, or else he's going to come and beat me up after I leave. The stock market futures this morning are up 1,200 points. 1,200 points. See, the stock market... First of all, it's not a great indicator of the economy. It's an indicator of how big business and stuff is doing, but it's not really an indicator. But the stock market loved Donald Trump. Okay, they did. But now that they've got a new person in there, okay, we're going to love the new person as well. They're just a bunch of leeches, the stock market, really.
Well, who cares? Who cares what they are as long as it goes up?
I mean, when Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump, I'll never forget on election night, the stock market as she was losing was going down, 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 down. When Donald Trump was announced the winner, stock market shot up by about 800 or 900 points.
Incredible, right? Incredible.
They just get behind who's ever there. Well,
that's
anyways.
Fine with me.
Well, Pat, we'll see what happens tomorrow with this boring forecast that we absolutely love.
Yes. Enjoy it again. A beautiful day. Everybody be safe, but I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.